Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is funny to me. Yes, it really is. It is funny to me that the Democrats have now folded on the budget thing. And here's the best part about it. The leftists, I mean the real crazy leftists, are outraged. My God, we gave in. We're funding Hitler. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's crazy on the one hand, and it's pathetic on the other. And all around, it meant that good, decent people were without salaries. They were not getting paid for work they were doing. We had air traffic controllers showing up to work, doing exactly what they were asked to do, and they didn't get a nickel. Now, they will get it all back, which, at least in theory, is what makes all of this better. But you try living without a paycheck for a while. Let me know how it works for you. It is why I remind people all the time, right? And it's totally appropriate coming out of our little discussion there with Carl Carlson. I tell people all the time, you have to look out for yourself. You really do. You've got to look out for yourself. There's nobody else that's going to do anything for you. Well, Jeff, I'm friendly with I got it. I got it. You know a lot of great people, and that's great. But when push comes to shove, you've got to look out for yourself. And if you're not, then you're going to get caught unawares and empty-handed, and it's really going to be a bad thing. Some people simply work, right? I have a job, Jeff. This is what I do. At the end of the week, I get so much money, and that's it. That's fine. But understand at that point, you're dependent on someone else. You have a business? Great. Remember that businesses can't pay you every single week if it's your business. So there are benefits to each of these things. Sometimes it might not be a bad idea to have a foot in both, you know? Now that I'm thinking about it. Michelle Bachmann has now resigned from the Heritage Foundation Board of Directors. We've got Mort Klein joining us at 5:35 to talk a little bit about what the hell is going on at Heritage. Used to be it was the place to go. They did great things, and now this association with Tucker Carlson and anti-Semite, well, now let's not call it a Jew hatred. Let's forget it, because there are other people that could be considered Semitic, right? It's Jew hatred is what it is. And I don't know if Tucker Carlson was simply able to hide his Jew hatred for many years while he was at Fox, or it's a newly discovered hatred for the Jewish people. I don't know. But the Heritage Foundation, for it to have a single solitary shred of dignity in the year 2025, has got to say, we're done. This is not about, quote, canceling people. This is not about silencing people. It's certainly not about the First Amendment rights. You have to be reminded on a regular basis. The First Amendment is all about the government telling you to shut up. freedom of speech. It's about the government shutting down your freedom to speak freely. That's the First Amendment. It has nothing to do with this. This is an entity in the Heritage Foundation, governed by human beings, obviously, who have to make a choice. Yes, we believe it's important that we stand over here, or we believe it's more important we stand over there. We're going to pick a spot to stand. Okay. That's the way that that has to break down. 757 hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, people that say that they love the cold have never spent 2 hours in it directing traffic or taking an accident report. Oh, the worst, right? Directing traffic in a blizzard or cold, freezing sort of a rain. Oh, man, that's bad. You know what else? 757, parade duty. Anybody, do you ever have to work a parade? Like in Philadelphia, we had the Mummers Parade, which, I mean, no offense, but it really is like one of the dumbest parades ever because the Mummers themselves, it's just a silly, silly thing. And it always, I've never been a fan of the Mummers. I'm the one guy from Philadelphia who's not a Mummers fan. So now you know the rest of the story. But that being said, traffic, accident reports, parade duty. Because you got nowhere to go. You've got nowhere to go. And you're not there to watch the parade. You're there to watch the crowd. And make sure the crowd doesn't do something stupid to the people who are doing something stupid as part of the parade. And guess what? The phrase, "and alcohol was involved," is almost guaranteed to come up in whatever reporting or report you write. Guarantee it. Should Elon Musk be a trillionaire? I'm thinking, why not? Right? I'm never going to be a trillionaire. I'm cool with that. I'm never going to be a billionaire. I'm okay with that. But Elon Musk could very well wind up as a trillionaire, and the people at CNN, their heads are just popping right off of their flipping shoulders thinking about it. Let's hear cut number two.
Very briefly, sir, before I let you go, you mentioned income inequality. Do you think that Elon Musk should be a trillionaire? Is that a thing we should have?
I said I'm all for Elon becoming a trillionaire as long as we can have a 5% trillionaire tax. We would have childcare, $10 a day with childcare workers making $20 an hour for the 5% trillionaire tax. My problem is not the wealth generation, it's that it hasn't been taxed. Have a wealth tax on all these billionaires and trillionaires. By the way, there are more of them in my district than anywhere in the world. And if I can be for taxing them more, it shouldn't be a hard vote for the other 434 members of Congress.
So you're okay with making money so long as you can take some of his money. All right. Well, I guess that's okay. I don't know. He's already paying taxes. And whether he makes $1 million or $1 trillion, I guarantee you he's paying taxes. Because Elon Musk is not sitting down with TurboTax at the end of the year and a pile of cocktail napkins trying to figure out what the bills are. Right? When you have that much money, it's a little bit like President Trump. Oh, we need to see Trump's taxes. Man, Trump hasn't seen Trump's taxes in years. Right? He's not sitting there putting these numbers into it. Yeah, he has a whole staff. Guarantee Elon Musk, same thing. He's got a whole staff that does it. He's not paying his fair share. Well, what do you think is a fair share? 105% of what he made. All right, well, now you really are a communist and an idiot. They do go hand in hand, by the way. How about Scott Bessent? Scott Bessent, one of the smartest guys you're ever going to find, Secretary of the Treasury, he went on with that, George Snuffleupagus, right? And, you got to tell you, I felt a little bit sorry for Snuffleupagus. Cut number three.
The president continues to post about ending the filibuster. Is that the best way to end the shutdown right now? Is that what the administration's position is?
No, George, the best way to do it, and look, you were involved in a lot of these in the 90s, and you basically called the Republicans terrorists, and you said that it is not the responsible party that keeps the government closed. And so what we need is five brave, moderate Democratic senators to cross the aisle, because right now it is 52 to 3, five Democrats can cross the aisle and reopen the government. That's the best way to do it, George.
I can disagree with you about the history there, but we don't need a history lesson right now.
George,
we
can talk, if you,
let's talk
George,
about
no,
let's
no,
talk
no,
about,
George, George,
let's
George.
Talk, sir, if, let's if, talk if, about what's happening
if,
right
if
now.
If you want, I've
I
got all your quotes here. I've got all your quotes here, George.
I am sure, I'm sure you do.
And I,
but
I went back,
let's talk about the situation
read your
now.
Book, so you got one purchase on Amazon this week, and that's very much what you said.
It's a mischaracterization of history, but I do want to talk about right now is the best way to end the shutdown right now, to end the filibuster.
The best way is for five Democratic senators to come across the aisle.
Wow. Again, you could almost feel sorry for Snuffleup because if he weren't such a, well, you know. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
And now a News Radio WRVA Centennial Minute celebrating 100 years as the voice of Virginia.
And why did you start saying that at 6:45?
Well, for some, I just figured that a lot of people got up at 6:45 and started their three-minute eggs.
Is that right?
One morning, I say I was late by a minute, and there were more two-minute eggs in Richmond than the law allowed.
Are they duck eggs or?
No duck. Shh. Or him. Where is he this morning?
Did somebody say something?
That was it was Tim, not me, so help me, Millard. It was Tim. Good morning, Millard.
He went to Delgo School. It's on the 30th.
40th. Millard, it's been, I want you to know, it's been 12 wonderful years.
Has it been that long?
Yep.
Have we had a duck for that long already?
It sure has. It seems like 120.
FM 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Monday afternoon. It is going to be, I would say freezing, but freezing is warm compared to 28 degrees. It's going to be 28 degrees overnight. So what does it mean? It's going to be cold. But in addition to that, if you've got stuff outside, you got plants outside, get them in now. This is not one of those, well, it might be a little bit warmer where I am kind of deals, right? We've all played that game and you think, oh, yeah, those used to be tomatoes. Now, I don't know what they are, but they're not tomatoes anymore. Now, this is the real deal. 28 degrees, it is going to be a hard frost for most of the stuff outside. And that means that most of the stuff you've got outside in planters and pots is going to die if you leave it out there. So you've got to bring it in. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Tobias is down in Chesterfield, retired United States Marine. Hoorah, Tobias, and a happy 250th birthday to the greatest fighting force the world has ever seen, the United States Marine Corps. Tobias says, hey, Jeff, I hope you and the family are well. I lived in Colorado many, many, many years, and the cold there is brutal. However, when we went to see my son graduate from Navy boot camp in Chicago, that's Naval Station Great Lakes, I think is the name of it. The cold and the wind there, well, it caused my entire body to hurt for days. Yeah, I am not a fan of cold anymore. And you heard that Centennial Minute with Millard the Mallard. Talking about, 12 years that the duck had been part of the show, and the duck said, yeah, seems more like 105. How many of us do not know that feeling, right? We've been married how long? No kidding. I thought it was longer. Okay. I've got a photo up. A lot of people are taking a look at this over at Jeff Katz on Facebook. This is the just regular Jeff Katz page. In parentheses, it says Radio Katz because there are a lot of Jeff Katzes floating around. But it is me with an unnamed member of the California Highway Patrol a long time ago. And this was me recreating that WKRP episode where Dr. Johnny Fever takes a drink every so many minutes and then they check his reflex. Remember this? Now, a lot of radio stations used to do this. A lot of things that radio stations used to do that they don't do anymore. But this was kind of one of those things, kind of a tradition. And before the holidays, just so everybody saw you should not drink and drive before it was really, really big efforts against drunk driving. So you would do this. So anyway, I was doing mornings at the time. And starting at 6 in the morning, I took a shot of tequila every 15 minutes, right up until the end of the show. And this is after the show has ended. I am standing, which is amazing. But I am standing with this wonderful member of the California Highway Patrol. And what we had not thought about was how exactly I was going to get home afterwards. Now, I will let you in on a little secret. I had a relationship at the radio factory at that point. Not this radio factory, but that radio factory so many years ago. And the two of us, she and I, were convinced that nobody knew we were a thing. Of course, when I was done taking a shot at tequila every 15 minutes for 4 hours straight, they went right to her and said, "You got to take him home." And she had this look like, "Oh, well, you know where, yeah, you are. We know all about it. Just take him home." All right, coming up at 5:35, Mort Klein, president, Zionist Organization of America. What is the real solution for the Heritage Foundation? 5:26, rather. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. You hear there's some movement up there in D.C. to get the federal government reopened. We'll continue to follow that. Obviously, we've got a lot of federal employees who are listeners to this program. I certainly do appreciate it. What is going on with the Heritage Foundation? Now, I've been a conservative a long time. I have been a broadcaster for a long time. I've been active in various and sundry things for a long time, and I've always looked at Heritage as a great resource. The last month or so, I've been absolutely appalled, and I've continually asked, as you know, what the hell has happened to Tucker Carlson? Was he always a Jew hater? Did he just hide it very well at Fox News? I don't know. But I do want to know exactly what the connection is now, and I will tell you that Mort Klein, who's one of the best people I've ever met, fine man, great American, president of the Zionist Organization of America, he is on point with this, and I'm so happy he could work us into his schedule. Mort, it is always, always a blessing to have you here, my friend.
Well, it's great to be with you. I just came from last night's ZOA National Gala with Miri Adelson, Ambassador Leiter from Israel, Ambassador Danone from Israel, and Leo Terrell. So it was a tremendous night, and in it we discussed the Heritage Foundation. So I'm happy to talk about it as you wish.
All right. Well, first of all, I need an invite for the gala next year. Let's do something happy. We'll cavil about that first, and then we'll talk about this. So I have to ask you, in all candor, Mort, you and I have been involved in public affairs, if you will, for a long, long time. I look at Heritage now. I don't really recognize why they have this continuing relationship with this guy, Tucker Carlson, who it just seems to me is letting his inner Jew hater out now for everyone to see. So what is your sense of this?
When I used to watch Tucker Carlson every night on Fox when he had his show, I would remark to my wife, "The man never mentions Israel. No matter what extraordinary event is occurring in Israel and the Middle East, he ignores it." I said, "I don't understand it." Now, I see it's clear that he has enormous hostility toward Israel. He has said himself that Christian supporters of Israel have a brain virus and are acting in a heretical manner to Christianity. And he dislikes them more than anyone. That means he's saying that Ambassador Mike Huckabee is a Christian heretic. He has a brain virus. Donald Trump has a brain virus. Ronald Reagan, Secretary of State Rubio, yep, the Secretary of Defense. It's a horrific statement. And he also says the U.S. sends money to Israel so Israel can intentionally murder Christians and blow up churches. A vicious anti-Semitic lie. And even on Iran, he said those people who are urging Trump to destroy the nuclear facilities in Iran, which threatened the United States of America. They quote, remember, Iran screams in their rallies, death to America, death to Israel.
Right.
He says those people who are fighting against Iran are warmongers, and those who are trying to stop action against Iran's nukes are peacemakers. But not only does he himself make these outrageous statements, he has had a dozen guests on his podcast making the most extraordinary statements that you just can't believe. They praise Hitler, yes, as being awesome and cool. They praise Stalin, who murdered 45 million people. They call for death to Jews. They deny the Holocaust ever happened. They attack Charlie Kirk because he's pro-Israel. And they urge that all pro-Israel Republicans be thrown out of the Republican Party. And when these insane things, crackpot statements are made, what does Tucker Carlson do? He either nods in agreement or he says nothing. So he lets it pass as if it's okay. And Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation, said those of us like me who criticize Tucker Carlson for the outrageous statements he's made, we are venomous people. I'm not allowed to criticize Tucker for these horrifying statements. We're venomous. And Kevin Roberts added, we are promoting someone else's agenda, meaning I'm promoting Israel's agenda. He accuses me, a loyal American citizen, of dual loyalty. And he says he will always be close to Tucker Carlson no matter what. So we have simply said that Kevin Roberts must retract, apologize, and condemn Tucker Carlson and end all relations with Tucker Carlson at the Heritage Institute, yeah, or he has to resign. Otherwise, we at ZOA, who are involved with programs at the foundation,
right,
we're out. So those are, in a nutshell, what's going on there. It is quite disconcerting.
What are you hearing from other folks in this space, Mort? And I want to remind everybody, Mort Klein, president of a ZOA, Zionist Organization of America. We just saw that Michelle Bachmann has resigned from the board of directors, yes, at the Heritage Foundation. Are you getting a sense that other people there are saying, Mort, you're right on this. If he sticks around, we're out?
Not only Michelle Bachmann, a former congresswoman, left. She's an ardent Christian and conservative.
Right.
Stephen Moore doesn't deal with Middle East issues. He's an economist. He said, I want nothing to do with Heritage anymore. It will taint me as the Jew hatred has tainted them.
Right.
Other people have left. Many of the donors I share with Heritage have told me no more money for Heritage. They've lost a substantial amount of donor money,
right,
in the last week and a half. And the Esther Project, which is a project at Heritage fighting anti-Semitism, have said this is so outrageous, we're leaving Heritage.
Wow.
This Esther Project on anti-Semitism now wants nothing to do with Heritage. And there are other people seriously considering leaving. The Republican Jewish Coalition has condemned them. And the National Association of Orthodox Rabbis, 2,500 of them, they've left the Esther Project like ZOA has.
Right.
So more and more people are now leaving Heritage, and it is high time for Kevin Roberts to be fired if they don't say Tucker Carlson will have nothing to do with Heritage anymore. Tucker Carlson has become a Jew-hating, Israel-hating bigot who should not be... He shouldn't be in anyone's polite company anymore. He's become that vicious.
It is so bizarre to me, Mort, to watch him, to hear him now. I look at his transformation, if you will. The same thing with Candace Owens. I have not heard such vicious lies, quite frankly, since the last time I read through the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. It's just vile garbage.
It is hard to understand this remarkable transformation from being normal by Candace Owens to becoming a Jew hater.
Yeah.
Normal, of sorts, by Tucker Carlson becoming a Jew hater. Steve Bannon has become hostile to Israel. He used to be extremely pro-Israel. He spoke at my dinners, and he's become hostile.
Wow.
What is causing this transformation?
Yeah.
Is somebody paying them off? Is this Qatar? I don't know. I have no idea, but it's so extraordinarily bizarre. There has to be an explanation rather than just changing their mind about policy. I mean, Tucker Carlson, in his last show, called Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, an evil man. Evil? All he's done is been fighting the Hamas terrorist group so they can't continue to launch bombs, missiles, and murder thousands of Jewish people. That's not evil. Was Franklin Roosevelt evil when he fought the Nazis? No. He was fighting to try and stop them from being able to hurt us. And he doesn't call Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority, evil, doesn't call the head of Qatar evil, or the head of Turkey evil, when they really are only the Jewish prime minister of the Jewish state of Israel. This is called anti-Semitism.
Yeah, it is one of those things, Morton. I mean, here we are commemorating Kristallnacht, right? I mean, just a commemoration the
yes.
other day. We look at what happened then. We know what the what happened after that. That was just the beginning. People don't fully understand. And I must tell you, and, you know, you're sitting here talking to a very proud Jewish man who is determined to live out the phrase never again, never again. I look at this. I worry about our people who are saying exactly the same things that were said in pre-Nazi and early Nazi Germany. Oh, it can't happen here. There's nobody that evil. I can't even imagine it. We're the most advanced country. All this nonsense, which we're still hearing today. We're hearing it in droves. We just saw Jews in New York City voting for a guy who's told them, frankly, he hates them and he would like to globalize the Intifada.
This new mayor of New York City, this is really frightening, because he has praised the Holy Five, the Holy Land Five. These are people who were convicted of raising $12 million for Hamas, and he says, "I love them." He has refused to say that he's against murdering every Jew on earth. He won't say it, because that's what the extreme Jew haters have been saying. He condemns Israel for every action imaginable. He says he's going to stop the Cornell Technion program in New York City, which has brought thousands of jobs in New York, because the Technion is a university in Israel. This is a very bad man. He has really shown that bigotry, he's disguising it as principle. Yep. The hatred is being baptized as virtue. Hostility for Israel, according to him, is now indicating decency. It's very dangerous. He must be condemned and attacked. And by the way, at our dinner, Elise Stefanik, who's running for governor, has publicly and bitterly attacked him for this. But this is something that has to be stopped now, or it can grow. We cannot allow this to fester. And as the head of Hamas said, Mahmoud al-Zahar, in a podcast 6 months ago, said publicly, first we're going to kill all the Jews, next we're going to kill all the Christians. This is the head of Hamas. He said, first the Saturday people, next the Sunday people. So we're all in this together. It's not just the Jews. So I'm urging everyone to speak out against this nightmare of irrational Jew hatred that we're experiencing in so many parts of America and so many parts of the world.
Mort, for folks who want to learn more about all of this and want to learn especially about ZOA, Zionist Organization of America, maybe step up and help as well, what is the best way to be
involved? Go to our website. You'll learn more about this than I even just spoke about with you, ZOA.org, ZOA.org. And there's a place there to contribute to help us promote these truths and fight this hatred, evil against Jews and against Christians. And if you go to our website, you will learn all the details about this heritage issue and all the details about Mamdani, the new mayor-elect of New York City, a man who publicly says we must boycott, divest from, and sanction Israel, and who was a founder of the viciously evil anti-Israel organization Students for Justice in Palestine at Bowdoin College, the college that he attended. This is one of the most evil, dangerous people ever been elected to an important post in my lifetime in the United States of America. We've got to fight this before it grows any further.
We do. All right, Mort, I'm going to ask a favor as well. I'm going to need you
to come back soon. I mean, in a week or so, keep us updated. I mean, every week, every 2 weeks, whatever works on your schedule. But my God, people have to hear about this. They have to hear about it from you, because ZOA is absolutely the tip of the spear on this one, my friend.
Well, I'm happy to come back, and we're still putting pressure on Kevin Roberts. By the way, one of the people that Tucker had on was Nick Fuentes, a Holocaust-denying lover of Hitler and Stalin. How do you have him on your show? How do you give him a platform? I will tell you, David Duke is thrilled with Tucker Carlson. Louis Farrakhan is thrilled. Even Donald Trump, when asked about him, you know what Donald Trump said? Tucker Carlson has become very clearly a kook. That's the word that President Trump has used about Carlson. He's a kook. And Carlson and Trump used to be very close friends.
Yep, yep. And I think kook is a very kind assessment there.
It is.
Mort, God bless you, my friend. We will talk again soon. That is Mort Klein. He is the president of Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, so that everybody understands some of the strongest, most passionate, most active Zionists in the world are Christians. And according to Tucker Carlson, he hates you the most. I don't know, and I don't know why Heritage is staying in any way connected to him. So we will get Mort back. Germ, make sure we get Mort back maybe in a week or so. Get the updates. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and ordinarily, and I have something happy and friendly to tell you about Susanna Hoffs and our longtime ongoing relationship that she knows nothing about, right? Parasocial. I have to share some unbelievably sad news. There are a number of folks who reached out earlier in the show and said, Jeff, it sounded like somebody kicked you in the shins or something. It's such a, because your whole, I had received a text from a dear friend, Dave Saunders. Now, I've known Dave for, I don't know, 15 years, I guess. Dave is just one of the finest human beings you're ever going to meet. Some people know him from Madison and Maine, which is this brilliant marketing, PR, advertising company that he founded years ago. Some of you know him as the owner of the Texas Inn, which has, of course, the Jeff Katz hot dog benefiting Special Olympics. Dave and the Texas Inn are actually going to be front and center on the next Carl Leonard Jeff Katz Special Olympics fundraiser. But Dave sent me a note that said, my son Jack.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Has died. Jack Saunders, an amazing young man, 23 years old. A recent JMU grad. He had started law school over at University of Richmond. And he was injured in an accident, and he didn't make it. And so now my friend Dave has to do what is just flat out wrong. He has to bury his son, right? Dads are not supposed to bury their kids. It's not the way this is supposed to work. So I'm going to ask you, just as the decent person that you are, if you're a person of faith, please keep Dave and Jack and the entire Saunders family in your prayers. And if you're not a person of faith, just please keep them in your thoughts. All right. Have a wonderful evening and cherish every single second. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Wednesday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.